What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
People are moving away from fast fashion brands such as Shein, etc. They're more conscious of the working conditions of those who make the clothes, the environmental impacts, and also the links of the companies to Israel. They're moving to a charity shopping, vintage shopping, or sustainable brand model instead. Something like Depop or Vinted, which young people in particular are opting for over shopping on the high street. I read those words. I do not know the meaning of many of them. But to explain, we have got Laura Jordan, who is an image and brand consultant and the owner of Style Savvy. And more importantly, fashion guru and host of The Home Show here on News Talk. Sinead Ryan, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Laura, tell me a little bit about this, because I know there is such a thing as Depop, but I've never explored it in any detail. What is it?
Depop is a resale online app where you can upload photos and a price point of products you want to sell, and you connect with them direct to vendors. So Depop themselves are like a broker to allow you to access your potential customer by search, by budget, by location. So they facilitate the resale of pre-worn pieces. Typically they can be new as well, but it's a huge booming area now, and we're moving away from the traditional charity shop model and into the idea of online sales of secondhand pieces.
So is it something that you previously would have seen in a charity shop and now you're selling it for a premium on Depop because you've removed the word charity?
If you, the word premium is probably still related, we're looking at resale pieces. If you are into fashion, if you understand the value of certain pieces that might be limited edition or you can't purchase again, then you're going to be hunting for them both online and indeed in resale vendors. For the more mass market pieces, and this is where fast fashion is infiltrating our charity shops and our secondhand markets, we're seeing a balance of it between your online vendors like Depop, Vinted, for example, just launched in Ireland a few months ago and has boomed since. And then your charity shop are under pressure because they are competing with these online vendors to get the product that customers want to buy.
Sinead Ryan, I'm a child of the 80s, so therefore the hand-me-down was a very real thing for me and possibly has scarred me in a way that I hadn't thought about previously. This upcoming generation don't seem to have as much of an issue as I do.
No, I'm less scarred because I was the eldest child, but I'm positive my siblings certainly suffered from that, Jonathan.
Well, I was the last of six. I guarantee you I suffered from it.
Well, there was definitely more of an attitude of make do and mend. Certainly when it came to events, I remember my Debs, it was a borrowed dress from a neighbour across the road. And to this day, I have to say, thank you for your intro, by the way, but I'm never in danger of writing on the fashion pages for the Irish Independent. And I spend quite a lot of time in charity shops because I love the idea of being able to get something new but not costing very much. And I just deeply dislike fast fashion. Now, that said, I'm not terribly fashionable, so it's fine. But there is definitely more money around for younger people. They're getting it at a younger age and they are spending it on stuff. Mm. I mean, Shein and Temu are probably the two biggest offenders on the planet. Jonathan, 1 million packages per day are sent to the US alone. Now, that's over 12,700 kilometres. And they're getting stuff for a fiver, for a tenner. You know it can't be shipped for that. It simply cannot be done. So we are the product, not the item that's been shipped. And a lot of this stuff that is coming through fast fashion outlets generally, it's very bad for the environment. It's bad for microplastics are in a lot of them. And it really is something that we need to get a grip on. It's just shocking, this disposable life.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers and fully equipped for 21st century adventures. 3D surround cameras with ClearSight ground view let you see underneath the vehicle and anticipate obstacles and rough terrain. And ClearSight rear view offers an unobstructed rear view, even when you can't see through the back window. Driver aid technologies make driving and parking simpler, while intuitive driver displays are customizable to your journey. Plus, the next generation Pivi Pro infotainment system helps make more of your world. There's a family of vehicles for Defender too. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
But Laura, when you look at, I mean, I take my own 10-year-old daughter who has unfortunately discovered Shein. And, you know, we are in the background going, you know, it's probably not a great thing to be doing. She's spending 20 quid and getting a box of crap and absolutely thrilled with herself. I mean, they are hooking her in and they'll want to hold her.
They will. And I think the main driver of Shein and Temu and what has correlated with their huge boom is social media. When we look at, you know, the change in fashion seasons, the change in the way we shop, the internet had a huge impact on that because we could see what's happening on catwalks instantly in our phones. As social media has grown, we're seeing a concept of you wear, you photograph, and then, well, that's old now. I need something new. I need a new outfit to wear when I'm going out with my friends, if I'm taking the photos and I'm documenting my evening or my day. And when we look at the business side of it, most of these brands, not necessarily Shein and Temu, but brands generally are using personalities on social media to sell their product. They need to sell more product. These personalities and influencers need to be paid, understandably. And month after month, you're getting a quickening of the fashion cycle. And something that was new last week is no longer new now. I mean, Shein are adding on average 6,000 products to their website every day. It's not
6,000 a day?
Yes. And it can be more at different times. It is remarkable. Like, their valuation's around 50 billion. Now, we're noticing that with Shein in particular, their kind of target has not been reached. Last year, their projected profits were down 40% and they're due to IPO soon. It's likely they'll hold off on that until things are steadier, if that ever happens. But while that is still huge, it still has the grip of a lot of preteens and teenagers due to, I believe, the rise and the prevalence and the strength of social media. When we look at the more recent stats, we're seeing a growth in the likes of Vinted and Depop. You know, their downloads are up 60% in terms of users of the app over the last couple of years. So there is a tide turning, but it's turning in a slightly older market, i.e. late teens, early 20s, who are very in tune with and worried about, you know, concepts of sustainability.
I genuinely think this is the kind of thing, it'll die quite quickly, but it'll do a lot of damage in between times. Denise says, it is said that most of the overpriced sportswear is made in sweatshops in deprived countries by children, but nearly everyone has a bit of it. And I suppose, Sinead, isn't that it? That we will preach and, you know, we'll buy a little pin saying we support the environment, but when we get down and dirty, we're all doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, we're not doing the right thing often enough, I think, is probably fair. And look, Jonathan, we're getting it on all sides. We're being banged over the head for not recycling properly. We're being given out to for driving a car, and now you're not allowed to buy clothes. And I think that for most people, they are doing their best. But there is always the lure of the stuff, and it is relentless. It is on every single channel, and it is impossible to avoid. And that's before you even get onto the topic of peer pressure. So it is terribly difficult for younger people to take a stand. I mean, it's hard when you're growing up yourself and you're not sure what you think about things, to take a stand and resist your friends, resist social media. It really is terribly difficult. Now, I'm encouraged. It's not all bad news. I am encouraged by, like, there's high street shops, Penny's, H&M, River Ireland, M&S, I saw only last week, who are prepared to take back clothes and recycle them in the shop. And they've kind of large areas in store where you can bring back not just their brand, but any brands. Penny's have teamed up with UNICEF and they sell the stuff and then share the profits back. BT have started renting clothes. I use hired clothes a lot. And that kind of thing, I know it seems very little, but it's something. And hopefully, over time, people will do more of pre-loved clothing, whatever way you want to choose, charity to vintage. And that message then becomes more prevalent and becomes really a zeitgeist, which is really what we're looking for.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in trouble. Amanda in Wicklow says, if you're letting your 10-year-old shop online, maybe it's time to look at your parenting values. Thank you, Amanda, for questioning that. It is done under supervision, but she's getting the peer pressure, as was mentioned earlier. But what I'll do is I'll take all of the stuff off her later on, make her cry, and I'll say the lady who texted in made me do it. Sinead Ryan, host of The Home Show, Laura Jordan, image and brand consultant and owner of Style Savvy. Thank you for educating me and everybody else on all of that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.